We visited prisoners of war. You know when the war started? Iraq attacked Iran. The odds against the Iranians at that time, the country was in turmoil. And it was a grand opportunity to give a knockout blow, and they felt that the Jews did it to the Arabs in 6 days, we will do against the Iranians in 3 days. This was, the whole world was thinking in 3 days' time, within a week's time, Iran would crumble to pieces. And you know how long it has been now? A year and a half and more. And alhamdulillah, that the odds that existed at the beginning, 20 to 1 against Iran in minimum materials, they have turned the tables and they brought it down to 3 to 1, still against them, 3 to 1. And while bringing it to that level, 3 to 1, they have been able to push them back. They recaptured Susan Gard, who visited the place, battlefront. They recaptured Bostan. Alhamdulillah, they are doing a fine job. Allah barik Allah, may give these people a little longer time to rectify the situation. Now, on the war front, you know, before going, Mr. Kalim Siddiqui, Dr. Kalim Siddiqui from the UK, he jokingly remarked when we were going, he says, man, you people got half a chance of becoming Shaheed. Half a chance. Because we were not really going to the battlefield. That would be full chance of becoming a Shaheed. We were going to the battlefront, so half a chance. It was a joke. But it nearly came to fulfillment. Now, let me tell you something about, you know, visiting in Tehran, we visited war wounded. But among these war wounded that we visited, we don't find anybody bewailing his plight. A man, what is this, amputated? No, cut off. No tear. I never saw a single person shedding a tear. Imagine, and everybody is saying, willing that if it's possible, they'll go back into the front. And the only regret is, why we were not Shaheed? Why didn't our life was taken? Why was it not taken? This was the only regret. Not this. The regret is, why did I live? Why shouldn't I have died? You know, become a Shaheed. This is the ambition of each and every Muslim there. Then we visited prisoners of war. The Iranians have captured something like 7,800 Iraqi prisoners of war. 7,800. And when we visited these prisoners of war, they seem to be quite healthy, well looked after, well fed, well clothed. Sheikh Najjar, one of our companions, he was interested to get first-hand information from the prisoners of war as to what they had to say about their condition. And he was given the opportunity to say, you just call any one of them. Anyone that you want, call him aside and speak to him in Arabic, because Sheikh Najjar could speak Arabic. And he had it from the prisoner's own mouth that they are being very well looked after. Then I had an idea that, look man, let me find out that since they are here for some of them 6 months, some of them for a year, some of them a year and a half, I wanted to know from every group, I'm asking the officers, how many people committed suicide, you know, since they have been caught here, since the war? Says, not one. Next group, how many people committed suicide here? Says, not one. How many, not one person committed suicide among the prisoners of war. Whereas, you know, in our civilized country, South Africa, 46 guys committed suicide in the prisons. In prison here, yeah, well looked after, well fed, well clothed, climatically we are in fantastic condition. 46 guys have committed suicide so far. Now this tells you, see, now this is a, it tells you that if a people will be persecuted, ill-treated, man wants to find easy way out of this life and suicide. No suicide among the 7,800 prisoners of war.